From Before the Squiggle Code. Spoken language is a code. The code starts with random sounds that we group together into words. Then we put several words together to make sentences. By talking and by listening to each other's words and sentences, we share ideas with other human beings. Reading and writing are another type of code for sharing ideas. This code involves squiggles. We happen to call those squiggles letters. We put squiggles on a piece of paper and tell a child, "Tell me what this says." Yet those squiggles are silent. They do not make any noise. Surely children must think we are crazy that we can get sounds out of squiggles. Children trust us, so they try to make that madness happen. If they are lucky, they have patient adults that show them how the squiggles make sounds and that groups of squiggles combine to make words. Part of the best way to help someone learn to read is to make sure they can hear the smallest sounds in words, which are called phonemes. And before we can teach them the small sounds, we must make sure they can hear the big sounds. So, the beginning of learning to read is making sure the students can hear words. That may seem silly, since most people learn to talk when they're just babies. Yet, if they haven't thought about what a word is, how can we expect them to turn squiggles into words? This book will help your child, or even an adult learner, learn to hear each word in a sentence. Once they can do that, they must learn to hear syllables in each word. Identifying syllables will also be an important skill when they are trying to read. Once they are taught the 6 types of syllables, it will make reading and writing a lot easier. After they can identify the syllables in a word, it will be time to hear the individual sounds, the phonemes, in a word. And then we tell them that each sound has a squiggle. If they put those squiggles together, they will make words. And if they can look at the squiggles someone has placed on a piece of paper or on a computer screen, and they can make all those squiggles make a sound, they will have broken the squiggle code. That is when reading begins. Writing this section on early intervention brought out some of my mom guilt. The Help for Young Readers article suggests rhyming activities with young children. We did lots of that with our son when he was a toddler and preschooler. It was so much fun. Then we tried it with our daughter. It wasn't so much fun. She didn't get it. No matter how many playful rhymes we made with her name or what we were saying, and no matter how many rhyming books we read, she never understood rhyming. We eventually stopped trying. She would learn to rhyme after multiple sessions with 2 different Orton Gillingham teachers. My guilty side wonders if we had kept trying to teach her rhyming and had done more phonemic awareness activities, if it would have helped her when it was time to learn to read. We didn't know rhyming challenges could be a sign of dyslexia, so we just stopped doing it and moved on to other ways to have fun with her. We did so many good things for our daughter. We still do, but I so regret we didn't do more phonemic awareness activities. I say this because now that I know what activities we could have done, I think how hard parenting can be. For stay-home parents, not getting a break tires you out so much. For working parents, there just aren't enough hours in a day. Every parent wants to do what is best for their child, and sometimes, or often, life gets in the way. Please know that if you're feeling guilty that you can't do it all, you're not the only one that feels that way. Also know that every little action you take will make a difference in the long run. My husband likes to say, "Wrigley Gum made their fortune selling 5-cent packs of gum." Ironically, William Wrigley Jr. of the Chewing Gum Company had dyslexia. Our daughter benefited from every book we read her and every speech therapy session she attended, even the ones where she refused to cooperate for half the session.